Hello, I'm Alan Seal, and welcome to the Monday Meditations. People are still kind of flooding in, but welcome to everyone, to those who are just now joining us. I've been, at different times in my life, aware of the ways in which we carry a load. We carry things, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, even spiritually. We carry the things that are troubling us, the worries and concerns. We carry situations and circumstances that are going on around us. And I, at different times in my life, when I'm aware of this and realize, and what if I set it down? What if I don't try to carry it and just be present with it? I came across a quote from a pretty famous American football coach recently. I'm not a big sports fan, yet when I started looking at all of his quotes, I was so kind of drawn into their very down-to-earth, practical, pithy, wisdom kind of nature. And this particular quote that caught my attention was, "It's not the load that breaks you down, it's the way that you carry it. It's not the load that breaks you down, it's the way you carry it." And I kept playing with that and realizing, yeah, but you know what? For me, it's even the carrying it that breaks us down. What if instead of carrying it, we choose to be present with it, to sit with it, to walk along beside it, to allow ourselves that space and enter into dialogue with what's there, as opposed to carrying it? I realize when I'm busy trying to carry it, well, then my arms are full, my hands are full. In a way, I can't actually do anything. And I'm so concerned about carrying it, even if it's that subconscious, that I can't be fully present with it. So today, let's play with this. We are continuing to live in these uncertain times, and we all, in one way or another, have worries or concerns, things that we just wish could open up in another way in our lives. And it's also interesting that we're so conditioned in a way to take care of things that often we don't even realize that we're carrying it. We're trying to carry it in our arms. What if we set it down? Let's go into a quiet space and explore this together, what this might mean for you in your journey right now. So feel your body in the chair. The clothes on your skin. And as you're aware of your breath coming in and going out, notice any place in your physical body or in your energy system that might resist the breath, or any place that the breath is not going into. And gently massage that part of your being and let the air in. Let the breath into all of you. And as you breathe into all of you, as you let all of you, in fact, have breath, let yourself be aware of things that you might be carrying, worries, concerns, situations, circumstances. Maybe they're about you and very close to your life, and maybe they're in your family or someone who's dear to you. Maybe it's something that's happening in your country or in the world. And be aware, are you in any way carrying that? Subconsciously feeling that maybe I have to carry this. And it's okay. Just for the next few moments, would you be willing to set it down? It's still right there in the room with you. We're not talking about tossing it out, pushing it away. In fact, we might even be drawing it in closer. Be aware, maybe there's more than one thing that you are carrying. You're bearing the weight of whatever that is. You might not be the only one, but you are carrying it. And keep setting it down. Letting it be here in the space with you, that you're not carrying it. Take a couple of more breaths, allowing yourself to notice the difference, even just in your breath, when you set it down. Perhaps there's relief in your system. Perhaps there's discomfort in your system because, oh my gosh, can I really set it down? Will it be okay? At least just for the next few moments. What if you set it down? As you keep breathing, give yourself breathing space. Being free of carrying this load for the moment, give yourself breathing space. And whatever it is that you have set down, whether it's one thing or several, let those things also have breathing space. Give them space to breathe. And notice what is shifting inside of you. As we make an adjustment in your relationship to these worries or concerns or situations, notice what's happening in that space in between you and the concern, the situation now. As you give it breathing space, you give yourself breathing space. And then breathe into that space in between. And as you take another breath, allow yourself to drop even deeper to being fully present with what's here. allow yourself to listen, to sense, to feel into this space in between. And let that space begin to talk to you, to show you, to bring you awareness of what is actually your role here in order to truly make a difference. Now put your hands deep, deep down on your belly. And breathe deep into your belly, all the way into the bottom of your body. If you have trouble getting the breath all the way down there, it's okay. Just stand up and bend over like you're going to touch your toes. Keep breathing. Taking the breath into your belly. And listen from your belly to this space in between. Listen from your belly. What does your belly want you to know about your role? About your place with this situation and how to be present with it. What does your belly want you to know? Then bring your hands to the center of your chest, your heart center. Gently massage. Breathe into your heart. Listen to what's going on. Listen from your heart. And what does your heart want you to know about your role? About being present with. And then come to your head. And listen from your head. Maybe a different feeling here, a different awareness from your head. What does your head want you to know about being present with? We've listened from three different intelligences within you. And maybe they're congruent, maybe they're aligned, maybe not so much. Maybe there's some conflict inside. It's okay. Be curious. They each have an important voice to hear. Go back to your belly. down here in your belly are such primal feelings, emotions, primal senses. It's nothing refined here. It's raw. And it's real. Fundamentally, there are really only two emotions, love and whatever you consider its opposite. Many people call that fear. Just notice without judgment and with full compassion, notice for yourself, what is that fundamental feeling and emotion down there in your belly? Down at the root, is it love or is it fear? Either way, it's okay. Just notice. And if it's love, keep breathing into that. Keep amplifying it. Turn up the dial. And let that love radiate through your whole being. And if it's fear, it's okay. Just choose love. Don't worry about how to do that. Trust that some part of your system knows how. Deep in your belly, choose love. Pour in love. Breathe in love. And choose love again. And keep breathing it in. And you might start to notice shifts in your system. Keep choosing love. Keep breathing in love. And what if instead of carrying your worry or concern or situation, what if instead of carrying it, you are fully present with it in love? Let yourself be love. And what if you trusted that somewhere in that situation or circumstance, worry or concern, there is also love? It may not be right there on the surface, at least of your awareness. But what if you trust that it's there and you meet it love to love and you listen and you let it show you what you need to know? It's as simple as that. It's not always easy. But it's as simple as that. It's a practice. Take another moment with what's here. Being present with. While staying in this awareness, if you're comfortable with turning your camera on, then please do. For those who are with us for the first time, it's our practice at the end of this short session to be with one another. Meet these incredible faces from around the world. Meet them love to love. There is nothing to carry. There is everything to be present with. We even have four-legged ones here. If you are able in your schedule, maybe you just carve it out. Take a few more minutes after we close this call. Being in this space, love meeting love. Being love, touching the love within that which you are present with. No need to carry. Be present with. Thank you for being with us today. I look forward to seeing you next week. You're welcome to open your microphone if you wish to say goodbye. And
thank you, Ellen.
Thank you so much, Ellen.
Thank you, Ellen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ellen.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Kecha.
Ellen, you should be doing this for caregiving groups all around the world.